Hello, everybody. Welcome back. A little lifestyle episode today for you. People often ask me, do I take any time off? And I understand why people ask me this, because if you've been following me for a while, whether it be YouTube, Instagram, website, Facebook, I'm a little bit everywhere, I suppose. And if you've been following me either as a student, like I have several students of mine where I helped them pass the national board exam, and then they stay in touch with me for me to help them through their dental hygiene career or dental assisting career. I have some students that have actually taken several courses with me, whether they want to expand into a teeth whitening business, and then it could also be those that want to expand into their own mobile dental hygiene business coaching, the whole works. So it's really amazing. I've been talking to a few students lately where they have kind of said to me, you know, do you take time off? Because you're doing a little bit of everything. A mobile dental hygienist. I'm still teaching full time. I love teaching. That will never stop. Mobile dental, same thing. I love that. That will never stop. Business coaching, teeth whitening technician training. So I do take time off, but it's really truly managing time properly. And I've mentioned this before in some of my podcast episodes where that is tough for me. It is tough for me to manage my time, meaning some days, you know, I get up in the morning, do my thing, and before I know it, it's 9:30 and I'm getting ready for bed. And I'm thinking, what did I do today? Did I hang out with any friends? Did I hang out with family? No, I was just literally working all day, not seeing patients all day. Like I don't wake up at like 5 a.m., see patients at 7, get home at 9:30. No, nothing like that. But my typical day might consist of I'm out the door by 9 a.m. I definitely don't like to leave the house before 9. I'm not a morning person, everybody. That's the beauty of having your own business, is you can decide what your schedule is. But a typical day for me is I get out of my house by 9 a.m. I see patients. I come home maybe around noon, maybe around 2 o'clock, depending on where I am that day. If I'm in town, it's less travel time, so I might be home earlier. But I'll come home, but then I don't just, you know, hang out or relax. I'm doing paperwork. I'm doing charting paperwork from those patients that I had just seen that morning. But then when I'm done all of that, I do tutoring prep. I'm probably teaching that night where I need to prep for that class. I do private tutoring as well. So that's some additional prep work. I might have business coaching clients, which is prep work as well. I'm working on my social media accounts. I'm working on clients' social media accounts. I'm always doing something. But it's funny, when I'm working from home, you know, I'm working, but I kind of see it as I'm off as well. Like I'm working, but I don't feel like it's not as strenuous, if you will, seeing clients, right? Like seeing actual clients where I'm unloading things from my car, I'm seeing them from their appointments. You know, like that is work to me. But I love the work, so I don't mind doing it. I love it. But then when I come home, I'm kind of like, oh, well, I can put on a movie, sit on the couch and work on my tutoring prep. But technically, I'm working all the time. So, you know, but the balance is hard for me. So I'll kind of do it where, oh, shoot, I still have to answer emails. I've been getting these emails that I haven't been answering people back. I have a chat message through my website where I'm like, okay, I should probably answer those chat messages. You know, so that's kind of hard, is the balance for me. So if you ever send me a message, I'm not going to get back to you that minute. It's probably going to be, you know, that afternoon or that evening, just because I'm always doing something. But I do take time off. So believe it or not, I do take time off, you guys. Like I went to the beach yesterday. How cool is that? So, you know, if you're thinking, like, even if it's not me, if you're looking at other dental professionals who are like working hard, you can tell they're always doing something, they're working hard, they have their own business, or basically anybody, if you're following anybody who has their own business, you admire them for their hard work, you are inspired by them, But then you're thinking, well, maybe I don't want to be like her because she doesn't take time off. I want time off. I definitely take time off, you guys. I'm not saying I don't feel guilty. I mean, it's not that I feel guilty, but I feel like, okay, I should really be answering my like 20 emails right now, but I need some time off. I'm going to go lay on the beach and do nothing for like 4 hours. And that was the best thing ever. But then I'll come home and I'm kind of tired from laying out in the sun all day. I know, right? This just, you're all probably thinking, boo-hoo. But you know, I'll come home and I'm thinking I really should answer those emails. But I'm so tired, I literally fall asleep on the couch or I go to bed and fall asleep. So that's where my guilt comes in, where those emails, I'm going to get to them the next morning. And I'm thinking, man, I should have just answered those emails. I feel bad. I'm like keeping these people waiting. So if you're one of those people that have messaged me before, either I've just been working so much, that's why I haven't answered you back. But it could be because guess what? I do take time off, but I'm going to get back to you as soon as I can. So if you're thinking about starting your own business, or if you've been following me, if you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know what? She's so inspiring, but she's always working. She never takes time off. I really do take time off. And take this, you know, you guys should all take time off too. If you're working full time so hard, take a day off to do a bunch of nothing. You deserve it, okay? You deserve it. So day in the life of me, Andrea, I hope that was exciting for you. I take time off. I went to the beach. It was great. You know what else I did, you guys? I went on a patio afterwards on the beach. I'm so glad things are starting to open up again. I can't even tell you. I went on a patio, had some amazing food, and it was seriously the best day ever. So, you know, it's nice to take time off, but that also shows me that, you know, you guys, my students, my clients, my patients, they will survive if I take 4 hours off or a day off. It was kind of more than 4 hours. That was just how long I was at the beach for. Time goes by so fast. Wow. You know, but people were okay, weren't they? So lesson learned, take time off. You can do it. You'll feel better for it. And everybody will survive around you. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned in a couple days. I'm going to upload another one because I realized it's been a little bit longer. Not intentional. Just the day goes by too fast, you guys. Have a great day and send me a message if you have a question, need anything, or want to hear me talk about something, want to hear me chat about something. Okay, guys, talk to you very, very soon.